RCF Emeldy's on EA9. That's Orpheus Can't Find the Time to Tell You. Big hit back in 1968. It's Mark Vo. Look who's on the phone with me right now. It's Steve Martin from Orpheus, but now a different incarnation, Steve. Orpheus Reborn. How are you? Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Last week, I spoke with Rick Lee from 10 Years After, and then I went up on Johnny D's website. They're in Somerville at Davis Square. Big show there Thursday night. You're opening up for them.
That's right. We're going on about 9 o'clock. People can go to Johnny D's website at johnnyds.com for more info. You can give him a call at 617-776-2004. $20 at the door.
It's going to be a great show. I was actually pleasantly surprised to see you guys listed on the bill with them. Rick was a great interview. We learned a lot about 10 years after the days from Woodstock. But
saw them at Woodstock, yeah. Actually.
You were there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it all comes full circle. Let's start from the beginning now. Let's go back to 1968. You guys had a huge hit. Can't Find the Time to Tell You, but a lot of people obviously know the song. But what a lot of people may not know, Steve, is that a lot of you guys are from Worcester or
That's
have a
right.
Worcester connection.
Oh, yeah. Bruce is from Worcester. I'm from Worcester. Jack McInnes is from Worcester.
How did you guys form as a band originally?
I had known Bruce for some time back from junior high school. We were both living on Congress Alley. And, you know, we used to get together and jam. And at first, Bruce and Jack and Snake and Harry Sandler constituted Orpheus, and I was writing for them. And I was not performing with, I did not perform with them on that first album, but I wrote the first three songs on that album. As things progressed after the third album, those boys broke up, and I was playing with a band called Congress Alley. In that band were Elliot Sherman and Howie Hirsch, and also from Worcester. Bruce and Howie and Elliot and I got back together for a second incarnation of Orpheus and did a fourth album and single. Then we broke up and went our ways, and one day in 2004, right out of the blue, I get a call from somebody in Marshfield to surprise Jack McInnes, whom I hadn't seen for 34 years, let alone played with, at a banquet there. So I did, and Jack and I got together, decided we'd do some gigs. We got in touch with Harry and Snake, and after 34 years, we got together for a little set at the Heritage Scituate Heritage Days Music Festival,
okay,
which is the best-kept secret in New England as far as music festivals are concerned. We liked it so much that we decided to just have some fun and run with it, you know. And we decided not to be an oldies band. Our motto is, this is not your father's Orpheus.
I saw that on the website, yes.
Yeah. So we do of course, a good amount of our old material, although we do it differently now, and we do a bunch of new stuff. Our sound is different now. We have two electric guitars, and one acoustic guitar, and Orpheus only had the two acoustic guitars. They didn't have any electric guitar.
Right.
We also have two percussionists, which gives us a lot more drive. We were a lot more rock and roll than the original Orpheus was.
How'd you get on the bill with 10 Years After?
Well, it was Harry's magic. Harry is doing a lot of our booking along with our agent. What has happened is that we've recently attracted the attention of some heavy hitters in the industry. Because of our mix of old and new, they're considering us to be transgenerational, you know, with a sort of across-the-board crossover appeal. And so now we have a lot more serious about it all of a sudden, and we know the odds are against us, but now we're not going to settle for anything less than going for the ring.
That's a great attitude. It's sort of the attitude you have to have, especially in today's music industry. You know, when I work with a lot of bands, you can go anywhere from Felix Cavalier and the Rascals, Love and Spoonful, Canned Heat, Commander Cody. You see all those bands. Felix puts on a great show. I've worked with them a couple times. But when you see a band like the Love and Spoonful, they're just doing their hits from that everybody knows from the era that everybody remembers the Love and Spoonful. So I give you guys a lot of credit for coming out with new stuff and mixing it in with the old stuff. I think it makes for a better show.
We do, of course, Can't Find the Time, Congress Alley, and
right.
Music Machine, and songs like that. We do Can't Find the Time differently every time. Thursday night we'll be doing an unplugged version of it, featuring our sixth member, Kathy Taylor, on vocals. along with the rest of us.
Well, you got to mix it up a little bit. Live shows are the ultimate. I use it as the ultimate meter stick on how good a band really is. Because a lot of the newer bands today, I'm a little bit at a loss for words, as they are in the studio, because as it comes out, you don't know if you're getting a live version or if it's that Britney Spears or Ashley Simpson lip syncing.
Yeah.
And it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell what you're getting. When you see bands like yourselves and 10 Years After and, you know, go back to the Rascals and even the Love and Spoonful and go all the way back to Three Dog Night when they came to Webster last year and Grand Funk Railroad the year before that, you know you're getting live music. You guys are actually singing these lyrics, and that's my main knock against today's music. I don't think it translates as well live because, again, I don't know what I'm getting when I see newer acts coming out. I really don't know anymore.
Well, I agree.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Well, that was the one thing with the original Orpheus. We couldn't sound the live. We couldn't sound the way we did on record because there was so much orchestration.
That was one of the Beatles things. You know, they certainly couldn't perform Sgt. Pepper live or anything along those lines. The technology didn't support. Madonna, a perfect example, has been accused of lip syncing by Elton John because she's got all the dance moves down, and it's almost impossible to keep a good vocal range when you're exerting yourself by dancing around the stage like some of these acts do today. But I'm looking forward to Thursday night. Classic show. And again, let's go back through it. You guys got to go on the stage at 9 o'clock. And again, it's at Johnny D's Davis Square in Somerville.
Right. It's 17 Holland Street.
Right. Have you played that hall before?
No.
No, this will be the first time. What do you got coming up after the show? Are you guys going to be doing a lot more shows?
We'll be playing again at Scituate Heritage Days Music Festival. We'll be playing down in Hull, which is where I live now, in Nantasket Beach, at the C-Note. We'll be playing at Marshfield Fair. And we've got a few things hopping. We'll have more news for you in a few weeks.
When we talk to folks here at ORCFM, we like to keep in touch, you know. Every once in a while, I hear from my good friend Larry Hoppin from Orleans. He'll call me up, let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
We want to keep in touch.
You know, I hope you do come to the gig because, I mean, what would be a thrill to me would be to have you get up and introduce us.
Well, you know what? We had talked about that off the air, and it's going to happen.
We got your number.
You have my number right there. So I would look forward to that. Actually, let's just plan on me being there because, you know, come hell or high water, I definitely want to get out to this show. This is an important show. It's important for the area. I know it's not in our backyard of Worcester. However, Somerville isn't like the other side of the earth either. So how can people get up and get the latest on Orpheus Reborn, Steve?
Well, you can get right on orpheusreborn.com. Heck, you can download music. We've got a really deep photo gallery of old and new stuff, lots of news. You can sign up for our mailing list and all kinds of goodies on there. It's a deep site.
Steve, I appreciate you spending some time with me this afternoon. OrpheusReborn.com. Don't forget about a big show this Thursday night at Johnny D's Davis Square in Somerville with 10 Years After.
Yeah.
It's going to be an incredible show, and you know, we just can't miss it. I'll be there, and I hope to see you there, too. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mark. Can't believe-